As we continue discussing the halacha of a sefer Torah, shekos v'min, that our Gemara here, Masechta Gittin, daf mem hei on the base, teaches us sefer Torah shekos v'min yisarev, that it was written by a min, it should be burnt. There's a tshuva in the Shevet Alevi, Chelik Gimel, Simin Kuf Mem Hei, where he discusses a sefer Sfarim that were printed by people who are irreligious, people who may be apikarsim, maybe learn from such Sfarim or not. So he says there are three categories when we speak about this halacha. There's a situation where the sefer Torah, where it has to be burnt midraisa. There's a situation where it has to be burnt midrabanan, and there's a situation where it has to be burnt miknas, because it's the right thing to do. So he quotes a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, and this really we spoke about in our previous year as well. When a sefer Torah is written by a person who's a min, says the Chassam Sofer, we have to be concerned that we know that when you write the Shem Hashem, you infuse that Shem Hashem with Kedusha. And if it was written by an individual who was a min, then it doesn't have that Kedusha. But here we're not speaking about a sefer that's being written. Here we're speaking about a sefer that's being printed. And since we're speaking about a sefer that's being printed, the Shevet Alevi says it's hard to say that the halacha, certainly the halacha, the raisa of Yisarif, that it has to be burnt, should apply. But therefore, what Al Gemara says, Sefer Torah shekos v'min yisarev, doesn't apply. But he takes a very strong approach that it should still not lechatchila be bought or used. And along the same lines is the opinion of the Michetz Yitzchak in Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Yur Aleph. He quotes this tshuva of the Shevet Alevi, and he also takes a strict approach, perhaps not as strict as the Shevet Alevi, but he also, because he doesn't agree with the Shevet Alevi's contention that there's a new category of knas, a case where there's a din mitin knas, that you shouldn't use the sefer Torah. He said, or that sefer, he says he doesn't know where that comes from. But still, he says, we have to be concerned if using such a sefer could cause damage, we ought to avoid using such a sefer. There's a lengthy tshuva about this shaila, and the shaila is a tshuva spetzel ha-chokhma, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. In that tshuva, the Betzel HaChokhmah introduces a very important concept. He says that whenever it's obvious that the person who wrote the sefer, who's printing the sefer, is printing it for a profit motive. And not only is he printing it for a profit motive, in other words, he's a businessman, and he prints Sfarim as his business. And he's not, when he's doing that, says the Betzel HaChokhmah, his goal is not to try to convince anyone to do the wrong thing. His goal in printing Sfarim is to print Sfarim and to sell them and to make money. And therefore, under those circumstances, says the Betzel HaChokhmah, we could be much more lenient in accepting such a sefer. So Lalochi Maisa, he says like this, a sefer Torah or nach that were written with the intention of being sold for profit, we could be more lenient. Lechatchila, we should have them yigones, buried. That's by Torah Shebeksav. By Torah Shebalpeh, he's much more makel. And not only is he makel if they were printed
as we just said, for the profit motive. But even if they were printed for himself, we could use those Sefer Torah. However, all of this, he says, is the, if the entire purpose of their printing these Sfarim were just as a business. But if their kavana was to spread their opinion, there we have to be much more machmer. All of this, says the Betzel Chochmah, is when he actually wrote them. But when we speak about printing, there he's much more lenient. And therefore, if in a situation where it was printed for profit motive, and it wasn't written, it was actually printed, and certainly it's Torah Shebaal Peh, where we don't have the issue of the Kedushas Hashem, we could be much more lenient. On the other hand, he says, if you have Sfarim that are printed by organizations whose goal is to teach Kfirah, even if they printed Sfarim just for the profit motive, but their name, the name of the printer, the name of the organization, appears on every sefer. Such a sefer, he uses the words, Bal nefesh yachak atzmai melumad b'sfarim elu. Mechuar dover lumad b'sfarim heim. He says it's ugly to learn in such a sefer, and somebody should avoid learning such a sefer. There are many other tshuvas in the Paiskim discussing these shilas. I saw some of these tshuvas, and they're worth, and I think they're worth reviewing. There's a tshuva in the Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Beis, where you have a sefer, one of the Sfarim of the Rishonim was printed, and the printer is the shayla that we just discussed from the Betzel HaLevi, Betzel HaChochma, and the printer is an apikoros. He says, again, that a printed book is not considered as if, in the category of what Al Gemara discusses, a Sefer Torah shekos v'min. Particularly, says, the way printing is done nowadays, where you just press a few buttons and nothing happens, and therefore we have every reason to be more lenient. He says printing nowadays is even less than printing in the times of the earlier, the Taz, because there was more that they had to set up each letter. Now they don't have to even do that. And therefore, he takes a lenient approach. On the other hand, there's a tshuva from the Shalza Tshuva's Ber Moshe, the Ritzina Rav, Chelik Ches, Simen Gimel, Dalid, Hey, and Vav, discussing this, Shaila, about buying Sfarim that were printed by individuals or institutions that don't have the proper shittas. And he takes a very strict approach. And actually, he says a very interesting vart. He says, the Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, v'yikach ma'avnei hamokim. And Rashi explains what's the purpose of the yikach ma'avnei hamokim. So Rashi says, he put the stones around his head to protect his head as he was laying there in the open. So the David Sinarov asked two questions. One question that he asks is, will putting stones around your head be an adequate protection from animals that may attack you? And the other question that he asks is, why did he only put stones around his head? Is he only worried that his head may be attacked? Why wasn't he concerned
that his body may be attacked as well. Says the Devot Zin Rav, from here we see how important it is to protect our heads. How important it is to protect our heads from outside influences. And since it's so important to protect our heads from outside influences, buying a sefer that's printed from an individual who has the wrong hashkafa and the wrong shita is not protecting our health. And therefore he says, lahalacha lemaisa, somebody who doesn't act and doesn't believe in all the divrei chazal, we shouldn't repeat his divrei Torah. We shouldn't repeat divrei Torah in his names. And certainly we should not support Sfarim that they print. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from the Shalos HaTshuvos Simchas Yitzchak, Chelek Tes, Simen Kuf Beis, where he quotes the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer was very machmir, was very careful. In the time of the Chassam Sofer, the one that was known to be somewhat of an apikiris was Mendelssohn. But Mendelssohn had written a translation of the Chumash. And apparently there weren't in those times many translations of the Chumash available. Still said the Chassam Sofer that under no circumstances should somebody use that translation or have that translation in his home. Because even if there's nothing wrong in the actual translation, if the person who wrote the translation is a kofer, we should not have any connection to such a sefer. There are a number of tshuvas in the Igros Moshe that are worth repeating, that speak to this issue about who is the person that we could take, rely on his forum, use his forum or not. There's a tshuva from the Igros Moshe in Yerodea, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. He speaks about chumashim that are printed by the missionaries. And the question is, could somebody have such a chumash in his house? So Ramosha says that certainly if any of their opinions are included in their sefer, in the sefer, of course we have to burn it, and of course we can't have it in our home under any circumstances. But even if there's nothing like that, since their name appears in the sefer, one should avoid having such svarim in their home. One should avoid having such svarim in the home. Up to the point that there's another tshuva there for Rav Moshe in Simen Kuf Hei, where he discusses not a sefer kedusha, not a sefer that speaks about divrei Torah, but a secular subject. But the secular subject was written by people who are Rishoyim the Kofrim. So, could you bring such school books that were written to the school? And Rav Moshe says, you may not. Because he says, once the children will see that these are the authors of the books that they're reading, and they'll end up respecting these people, they may come to respect them even in their hashkafas that are against the Divrei Torah. And therefore, we shouldn't have their books in the school. Rav Moshe says, in general, this is another tshuva I saw from Rav Moshe in Yerodei Chel Gimel, Simon Ayin Gimel, where he says, if you have school books that have in them Divrei Kfira, we should remove those pages. If we have to have those books, we should at least remove those pages from the book.
Rav Moshe goes on to discuss another interesting tshuva there in Yoredei Chelik Beis, Siman Nun Zayin, about being treated by a psychologist or psychiatrist who are apikarsim. So he says that although if somebody is going to a doctor who's going to prescribe to him a medicine, he's allowed to go to a doctor who is a apikoros, because there the doctor's opinions regarding Torah, regarding mitzvahs, they have nothing to do with the treatment that the doctor is giving him. It's a medicine, and this medicine does work for this ailment or it doesn't work for this ailment. On the other hand, says Rav Moshe, in a situation where somebody is, on the other hand, going to be treated by a psychiatrist or psychologist, so of course this is a much more amorphous type of treatment. And the person who's treating the patient's opinions become much more part of the treatment. And because they become so much more part of the treatment, we have to be careful in knowing who is the person offering that treatment. On the other hand, Rav Moshe and Atshuva in Yerideya, Chele Gimel, Simon Memdalid, discusses somebody being treated with hypnosis. So Rav Moshe says again, if the person who's giving the hypnosis is a person who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, so who knows what he will tell this patient while he's hypnotized, and therefore you should not take hypnosis from a doctor who's not a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. On the other hand, Rav Moshe goes on to say, he has a very interesting, it seems, dilemma. On one hand, he seems to feel that if hypnosis is indeed a valid form of treatment, then we should treat the patient who needs it with hypnosis. But Rav Moshe, in that tshuva, finds it difficult to accept how a person should voluntarily give up all of his senses and all of his consciousness to allow somebody to treat him, and therefore Rav Moshe is somewhat not so happy with this type of a treatment.